Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. And be joyous. I'm finally starting to feel better. That's good. But somehow I have like a pointer in my hip and I'm hobbling. I'm hobbling upstairs and downstairs and everything else. It's so ridiculous. But this morning I was reading, and I'm working on this inheritance thing, and it's a little bit deeper than these teachings. So I'm not gonna go over that. But I was kind of jumping around, and I read this, and I was just, you know, the things that you think about make you you, and you got to think about better things. And God tells us to think on things. And, you know, these are the things we're supposed to think on. If you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's so many things you can think on in your life. I mean, I there's so many millions of thoughts that go through my mind in a day. But we're not to think about those things. We are to think about psalms and hymns, which are songs and songs about God, and songs and spiritual songs. And we're to sing and make melody to our hearts, in our hearts, to God. Be thankful. Be joyful. It's hard not to take on anxious thoughts. It's hard not to take on the anxieties of the world. I mean, I'm having all these bizarre thoughts lately about people getting hurt and, you know, I mean, it's just weird stuff. But you can't allow your mind to fester in those things. You got to focus your mind on God and what He says, and it will purify your thoughts. Again, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You give thanks to God constantly, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, just like you pray. Just like you pray. I mean, we're not even, if you read the word, we're not even, I'll just go over there. If you go to, go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, it says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. When you pray, you're to pray in a quiet place away from everybody, because it's between you and God. It's not to be out there in front of other people. It's not for show. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to who? Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Who do you pray to? You pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. I'm honestly not sure how it ever got to that point. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I can go over that, but I'm going to finish up. I'm going to keep going here. Verse 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. It's not about how many times you pray about the same thing that you're going to get something. Believing equals receiving. It's believing that God's going to take care of it. But you pray to God, and you pray the prayers of supplication, which are prayers of personal need. They're not vain repetitions. And it's so ironic, because the next verse is the verse that has to do with the I don't know, it's called like the Lord's Prayer or whatever. This is not how it works, man. You pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You pray about what's going on in your life. You pray the little things. You pray the big things. You let God know. And you don't fill your mind with anxious thought. You fill your mind with the word, knowing that God's going to take care of it, tribulation. And then when you're going through that tribulation, it'll affect your patient enduring. And once you've patiently endured for a while, that will affect your experience, because now you've experienced it and endured many times. And finally, that will cause you to start to have hope. And hope is the expectation of future good. So when you're going through tribulation, you have that hope. You think things are going to work out because God is with you. You don't fill your mind, again, with anxious thought. You fill your mind with the word. You go to the word. But when you're going through tribulations, you're praying. giving thanks always, speaking to yourselves in hymns and songs. I'm going to go back to that. If you go to verse 19 again, speaking to your in Ephesians, speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the whole point. Giving it in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking God with thanksgiving. God considers that a sacrifice. It's not about sacrificing your time. It's not about sacrificing your acts and feeling bad about it. And you know, it's not about that. It's giving God thanks where thanks is due because he's taking care of you. That's a poetry. it's just a beautiful place to be. And that's what Christ died for, our brother died for, in order that we can live this life. That's it. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. Lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray that everything that needs to get done gets done. I ask that you kind of get my mind back to 100% where I know what's going on and can get it all done before the winter comes or before fall comes. I thank you again for today that these chairs get done and out the door, the stools get out the door and the foam gets cut and stuffed and we're ready to roll tomorrow, Father. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for the things that you do for me each and every day, and for the health of my brother, getting him back to 100% and having my dad here and the boys. And I'm just very, very grateful for what you've given me and my family and the upcoming birthday party, Father. So I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.